there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
I respect you, and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. I see that Candace Owens is live. It's been a while. I haven't watched Candace's content. I love what she's done with the Charlie Kirk stuff. But at some point, we need to move on. I don't think that there will be much truth finding in this domain. Cat's Dad says, when will we get the JF Epstein emails released? Lol. Yeah, they keep releasing one email, one email every week. I think that Trump has, and now they're saying that's the last release. So where's my email? Did Jeff Epstein delete my email? Where's my email? The Epstein files are incomplete. I demand my email to Jeff Epstein. I want it back. Best intro ever, says anti-social justice warrior. I am so tired these days. My sleep is disrupted because of Grok Heavy. It's so addictive. I spend 10 hours a day on Grok Heavy. Oh my god, I wanna make use of my my $300 subscription. It's very rare that I pay anything for anything on the internet. But this, I'm so happy to have it. I want to maximize my use of the intelligence machine. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? CNN in Minneapolis, we are seeing thousands and thousands of people. So some protests are going on through... I guess it's a little better than the summer of BLM. So I guess it's not so bad. It's really these white suburban areas that are like Minneapolis that are truly just revolting, but they are not as destructive as the BLM summer was. Doubting Thomas says, free Don Lemon. He has First Amendment rights and didn't cross state lines. Yeah, we'll talk about this. Let's have a look at this protest right here.
And so out here, Casey, as you were saying, we are seeing, I mean, thousands and thousands of people. We've been standing on the corner here for the past 10 minutes. This crowd has not let up. It's just continued.
And this is what the leftist media currently is doing. They are siding with, they are fomenting hatred. The media has been fomenting hatred for a long time. They've been fomenting trouble. They've been glorifying anarchist, anti-capitalist. And that's basically the theme of what led to the Don Lemon arrest. Because we have learned today that Don Lemon was arrested by federal authorities over the Minnesota church protest. Count one, conspiracy against right or of religious freedom at a place of worship. Count two, face act injury, injure, intimidate, and interfere with exercise of rights of religious freedom at a place of worship. And I think at first I was like, okay, that's just the Trump and men going hard just to go after their enemies. And I'm fine with this. I would be fine if that was just it. But when you look at this video, I do believe that there is ground for prosecution here. Because what Don Lemon did is He played the typical teenager Marxist activist trick of, oh, I'm just here to cover the protest. But when we do, do you think any right winger got told by the DOJ on January 6th, oh, you were a journalist? You were entering the Capitol just to film the events? No, they all got put in jail. Some of them had legitimate cameras and were legitimately live streaming. They all got put in jail. So this excuse that you're just a journalist, I think that Don Lemon knew very well what he was doing. He was coming in with a protest that was blocking the exercise of religious right. I think there is a fundamental ground here to prosecute him. You'll see him during this protest. They are making noise, so they are basically occupying this church so that the service cannot happen. Oh, we are back to X needing refresh. Let's see if I can refresh the page.
It's shameful. It's shameful to interrupt a public gathering of Christians.
So they are interrupting literally a church service.
She's in worship. So.
But there were folks who
said, I have to take care of my flock.
Okay,
my
but listen, we live in there's a constitution in the First Amendment to freedom of speech.
And look at this, making arguments for the First Amendment. You don't have a First Amendment right to go on private land and to stop someone else from speaking.
It's in the freedom to assemble and protest.
Yeah. We're here to worship. We're here to worship Jesus because that's the hope of these cities. That's the hope of the world is Jesus Christ.
I want to be very respectful. Please don't push me, though.
We're here.
And look at the tactic of intimidation. Please don't push me. This is a leftist anarchist that's using intimidation. What is he suggesting here? That he's getting assaulted while trespassing? That he's getting assaulted and that he may put the white man in trouble for touching a black man? When in fact, when you look at the movement that was done here, this is not an assault. This is not pushing.
Jesus Christ.
I want to be very respectful. Please don't push me, though.
Please don't push me, though. Bro, you are in his private space. Even if he had pushed you, he would have been totally justified, even by etiquette standard, because you are a threat. You have come with protesters to shut him down, and you're spinning your journalist interview style. Sharp says, JF needs to do push-ups. Now Ozempic took his muscle. I never had muscle, so I didn't lose muscle. You can see there is some muscle here in my arm. I think I am still as muscled as I was, which is I don't have muscle. I don't I don't train physically.
We're here to worship Jesus.
Yes.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why we're here.
Okay.
That's what we're about.
Don't you think Jesus would be understanding
we're about
love these folks?
We're about.
Do you think that Jesus would be understanding and love the folks that are coming in to disrupt the religious service?
Spreading the love of Jesus.
But did you try to talk to them?
It doesn't seem that this guy hates the people that are there, by the way. He seems it's just that you're shutting down his thing. He's all smile and stuff, so it's not like he's saying these are to be rejected from society. It's just, don't come into my home to disrupt my service.
No one is willing to talk.
Okay.
I have to take care of my church and my family, so I asked if you actually would also leave this building.
You don't want us to
unless
chronicle
to
whatever.
Worship. Unless you're here to worship.
I'm always worship. I'm a Christian.
We're here to worship. Yeah. We're here to worship. Okay.
Bullshit. I do think that that deserves prosecution, because this guy, although he got released now, just after the arrest, a judge has released Don Lemon without bail per TMZ. I think that's to be expected, because it's going to be a case at the edge of free speech and journalism. Doubting Thomas says, in all honesty, at what point does this elevate simple trespassing and breach of the peace? The line is not clear. Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it is the left has been absolutely careless about our rights, and they have set up a culture war, and we should continue it. We should continue it. We should make their lives hard. I don't know if this case is one of those cases that's not super likely to win, because judges like to be on the side of freedom and Don Lemon, the black man journalist. Why would we put one more black man in jail? But you may very well have discovery. You may have discovery from the FBI, because who knows what? What did Don Lemon say on his cell phone, on his chats? Did he get there with intents that may be revealed in the trial? All of this will play in the conception of, is he truly just a journalist? He's certainly going to argue this. But if he's there, you know, coordinating with activists 1 hour before, and it depends what they say, and it depends how that looks. Personally, I am for the pursuit of this prosecution. Of course, you have the anti-Trump clowns that are calling out the invasion of rights. You guys never cared when our rights were getting violated. You guys never cared when our freedom of speech, our right to commerce, our right to business on the internet. We were absolutely under attack, and you guys said nothing. But now it's Don Lemon. And it's against Trump, so you say something.
The arrest of Don Lemon is just another example of how the Trump administration is trying to turn the United States of America into a police state. It is the hallmark of authoritarianism.
You guys have done it. I've been targeted by the police state way before Trump won his second election. It happened under you, the left. The left built the police state. It built it to go after its opponents, to go after the January 6 people, to go after just white parents just wondering about what their kids are learning at school. You guys built this. We're going to use it now.
For the government to try to suppress reporting about its corruption, reporting about its illegalities.
It's not the reporting about the corruption of the government. Don Lemon made a church protest, interrupting a church service because the pastor had said something about the ICE agent or whatever. So he had a political opinion and he was shut down for it by a mob.
Don Lemon's First Amendment rights, the press's First Amendment rights are your rights.
Stephen Robinson says there is video of Don conspiring outside the church before going in. Oh yeah, I'll search this video after this one because I haven't caught this one.
They are our rights to be informed, and they stand and fall with our rights to speak out, to criticize the government and change the government. Please stand up for Don Lemon, and please speak out as vigorously.
Yeah, well, that's George, what's his name? George Conway. This guy is so bizarre. He's the guy who was with the Trump lady. He is an anti-Trump guy. Oh my God, this family. That must be quite something. A radical anti-Trumpist with a Trump employee, literally. Husband and wives. Don Lemon outside the church. I'm very interested at seeing what kind of evidence. Here's Don Lemon outside the Minnesota church. Oh, ho, ho. Let's see. Let's have a look at this video.
What do you think of this?
Just a harmless Christian here that wants to praise the Lord with my son, and now I got to go home. I'm sorry that you guys are so angry.
I'm just chronicling. I'm not with the group.
Oh yeah, bullshit.
What do I have to say?
Can you understand why they're angry?
I don't.
Can you understand their anger?
I don't understand any of this because I'm a simple man. I'm a simple man who loves the Lord and is a good father. This is what we look forward to, is coming, being with our family and praising Jesus. And that's not something that we have to run away from. So this is kind of a bad day for us. But, you know, we're going to heaven. So that's the best news we got.
Do you understand that some of these folks feel voiceless?
I don't understand because right now.
If you feel voiceless, that's no excuse to shut down the voice of others. You can practice your voice with whoever wants to hear you, but you have no right to the ears of the Christians in this church.
I'm so upset right now. I don't really have a much. I'm thirsty and I can't think very clearly. So what I want to do is just say, we love you. My son and I love you guys. And that's.
I'm a journalist. They're activists.
The simplest thing we can say is that we.
Bullshit.
Love you guys.
What do you mean, you guys?
Well, whoever's here in this house.
Okay.
We don't distinguish between Christian and non-Christian. We love everyone. We want everyone to come to heaven.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. We want folks to go to heaven. And if we need to talk about these things, then, I mean, this isn't the time for that, really. I mean.
But don't you think until we go to heaven, if you believe in that, that there should be some sort of peace here on earth and that people should have agency and we shouldn't be beating people up off the street and we should be abiding by the Constitution?
I think that's just a little bit loaded for me right now, what you're doing.
Why so?
Well, I don't want to interview right now. I don't want to interview. I just want to tell you guys I love you. I don't need to interview right now because I want to be with my son. It's Sunday. It's time for rest and for renewal. I would like to answer your question. I just can't right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Cat's Dad says, JF, defender of Christianity. Well, I mean, it's even larger than this. It's just decency at this point. I mean, was he seen outside the church before? Or was he just interviewing after? I'm looking at the video here. Let's see here. We have a pre-entry video.
Into Minneapolis a little bit ago and did some reconnaissance on the ground, speaking to an organization there that's gearing up to for resistance and protest. I've been pleasantly surprised to see the community coming together. Diverse community. If you see this, when we first pulled up, we're like, wait a minute, which operation are we at? And as it turns out, because we're like, well, this is kind of MAGA coded, right? Saw the American flag or whatever.
Oh yeah, the left has been trying hard to re-endorse the American flag too. And so you see very often in leftist protests, these kinds of signs of American nationalism, but it's like a very Marxist view of America where they want to endorse the idea of, oh yeah, it's our nation too.
But these are resistance protesters. They're planning an operation that we're going to follow them on.
I mean, yeah, it does look like you're part of the... Like, there's some point at which, you know, the journalist that is favorable to the protester, who knows everything about their plan in advance, who apparently has been sent there as part of the plan to make all of this a big story, at some point you're part of the protest. At least the January 6 people were part of the protest. They were considered part of the protest, even the journalist.
I can't tell you exactly what they're doing, but it's called Operation Pull Up, and it's Kima Armstrong, and she has been...
Oh, you even have their secret codes, and you can't tell us about it.
Doing this since George Floyd... Dante Wright and others, where they surprise people, catch them off guard, and hold them to account. And so that's what we're doing here. And then we're after that.
That's what we're doing here. That might actually be held against them. That's what we're doing here. Well, okay. So you're part of the group. You say we. that might be the most important piece of evidence. This we, alongside whatever are the events on his cell phone or his electronics that have led him to be in that group, the we here can be held against him. Everything you say can be held against you.
We do this operation, you'll see it live, and use these operations as a surprise.
We'll do this operation. Let's listen again.
We do this operation, you'll see it live in the account. And so that's what we're doing here. And then
that's what we're doing here.
And we're after that, after we do this operation, you'll see.
After we do this operation,
it live in these.
You'll see it live. So you're part of the operation. That's why we're here, and we're going to do the operation.
These operations are surprise operations. Again, can't tell you where they're going.
And he can't tell us where they're going. So he is bound to secrecy in the conspiracy. But I think it's a good case for what it is, because in America, of course, the threshold is high to get a journalist in jail. But I think with a favorable jury, with a favorable prosecution team that's actually interested at shutting down the left, I think there's a basis here. It's a lot of we, says Sonny Crockett. Exactly. That's too many we's. If I say we while covering some extremist event, do you know what happens to me? can you imagine? I'm watching a edgy video of a questionable group, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to be with this group tomorrow, and we're going to do... I can't tell you exactly what we're going to do with the... people under the Joe Biden administration, under other administrations before, have been put in jail for less than this, literally. There are people who have been put in jail or who have been highly prosecuted without having stepped into the January 6th Capitol. John Drake says, unfortunately, this will be dismissed just like everything else the left does. It boils down to power, and it boils down to will they end up with a judge who is favorable or not? And so it's about having our people in power very often, and the judge has already signaled by immediately releasing... He really released Don Lemon on a snap decision, because within an hour, we knew that Don Lemon had been arrested, and we knew that he was also released. So that is indicative of... this is a judge that has snapped, and that is sending a message to the Trump administration, you're not going to win this case. So I think there's little chance given that signal. But from a fundamental legal perspective, I think he disrupted. I think he knew what he was doing. I think he felt part of the group. I think there is prima facie evidence that he was part of the group, knowing what they were going to do, hiding the secret to the public, being therefore part of a conspiracy. I mean, it's actually very rare that you can have a conspiracy case where the conspiracy isn't implied, but it is directly linked to evidence. Now, keeping something secret about an upcoming violation of rights while you're in that group, while you say we, there are people who are in jail, who have been put in jail for decades, who have done less than this. Think about this kidnapping story of, what was it, the kidnapping of Governor Oshel, where there's like an artist. They didn't even try to kidnap, or they didn't even kidnap. But there's this guy, he's an artist, and he got kind of handled by some FBI agent, and he got brought into this group. And just for being part of this group and just being ignorant and naive and not understanding that he was getting entrapped, ends up in jail. No kidnapping has occurred. Here we have much more than this, because you have a conspiracy on video, a conspiracy admission. We, and I can't tell you. We're going to do something, and I can't tell you what it is. Well, that's the definition of a conspiracy, I'm sorry. And you knew exactly that this would lead to the violation of civil rights. You knew exactly that this was to shut down an ongoing religious service. And as much as the judiciary system has sympathy for journalists in America, they also have sympathy for the equilibrium of rights of religious practice. And so there's a balance here. And I think the Trump administration has a point, even beyond annoying our enemies. Personally, I'm all for this prosecution. I think it has little chance to work because of leftist and institutional power. But I think it's a legitimate pursuit. Dead Star says, Trump deputizes Ice Poseidon. Great idea, actually. Ice Poseidon. I remember this name. An early streamer. Does he still exist? I don't know. I don't know about these streamers. I don't know much. Governor Waltz and A.G. Edison to testify at March 4 hearing on fraud in Minnesota. Tim Waltz may no longer be seeking re-election as a governor, but the questions surrounding the fraud that unfolded on his watch are not going away. So they will be on Capitol Hill March 4, House of Oversight and Government Reform Committee. This has to change, and it's a bad angle to just be looking at, oh, the corruption that has been going on. Because corruption is all about just how loose the particular Minnesota government was about handling this stuff, the daycare center stuff. But really, what should be looked into is we have to stop showering money over the country, because this money passes through leftist funnels and it gets into bad hands and it fucks up our economy. So we need to start thinking not in terms of, oh, I'm going to target the corruption. The corruption is just going to be what you can find about it. It's the tip of the iceberg. The reality is that these states, they have an interest in not being too severe about their standards, because any dollar that flows their way, doesn't matter if it goes into the pockets of a Somali migrant, it's still a dollar in Minnesota. And that is why there's not a politician in Minnesota that wanted to know. There's not a politician in Minnesota that wanted to reduce the number of daycares. Who cares if it's fictive children? It's direct money from the federal government into your state. And in fact, it's intended as such. It's intended as such. The reason corruption develops, really, is not so much the greed of these particular daycare like fakesters. That greed exists everywhere. But the reason it develops into corruption is that you have a bunch of politicians in Minnesota that want as much money as they can drag from the federal government. They've understood the machine. They've understood it's not about the kids. It's not about daycares. It's about pulling money, pulling economic activity, so that even if it goes into even an illegal migrant, he's going to spend, you're going to collect tax on his spending, he's going to go to McDonald's, he's going to pay his little tax, the tax will get into Minnesota. So it's all appropriation of money flows. And the politicians in Minnesota have just understood that better than the naive politicians across the country who think, this is money for daycare. We have to have actual daycares. It's like, no, you don't. You just have to create records of daycares. That's the most efficient way. You just have to have papers that say, yeah, there's 100 children in that daycare. And no one's ever going to come to check it. So this is leftist thinking. It's how they build institutions and it's how they acquire power, because the leftist fundamentally is not talented. He cannot perform on the free market. So So he needs these biased money flows that create fake jobs in his environment, or just even not fake jobs, but in those cases, like non-existent jobs, literally just free money. And that's how leftist works. And unfortunately, the right winger, go into a Republican state, you're not going to find massive daycare fraud. Because for them, it's like, oh, we need to spend that money intelligently. Well, no. The reality of the game is the federal government is inventing money. It's draining money from the productive sectors of the economy through taxation. And then it's throwing it back into the world. And all you have to do is justify in some way. So those deals happen where the Minnesota politicians eventually talk to their senators. They coordinate with their House representative. And they reach a deal. They say, you're going to send me, you're going to find a reason to send me $120 million. And then the federal politicians are like, well, we need to find an excuse for this. And then they say, you know what no one will ever complain about? Children. We're going to care for the children. So you're going to have your milk program for poor kids. They're going to get that little box of milk every day. We're going to call this Breakfast of the Future Astronauts. Plaster posters. We're going to pay for the posters. Information in school. Programs. Daycare. No one's ever going to complain that money is flowing to the fucking single mom and her state services. That's how you end up with Minnesota daycare fraud. It's much more complicated than, oh, someone lied on a piece of paper. And it's much more complicated than, oh, that's the amount of fraud we found because some pro-Israeli journalist decided to make a scandal about it on the X platform. The real story is that the entirety of the federal government flow towards states is a bunch of deals, selling local support, gathering local support for ultimately drainage of the federal government, and the leftists are the only one who know how to play the game. Rodi Lacid says, milk for the kids? That sounds very white-coded. What about the lactose-intolerant Americans? Yeah, I may be too much from the 90s, because That's what you would say today. I'm sure today they don't have the milk program, or it's an alternative program and you have other choices and you have... But yeah, back in my days, it would be the milk program. I was confused about this in elementary school. Like, why are we getting a little box of milk? Like 250 milliliters, small, like less than a cup of milk, I think. And I was like, why? Why are we getting... It's like, it seems very inefficient. They bring us this box of milk and they give us even a little plastic straw. And it's like the breakfast program. Every kid will get milk. How much do you pay a box? I mean, where is this money headed? I never knew. I never digged into the detail. Maybe I should have done like the journalist and investigated this. House Republicans to introduce voting reform bill with voter ID and proof of citizenship rules. House Republicans on January 29 said they plan to roll out a comprehensive election reform bill that would set requirements for elections, including for photo IDs and proof of citizenship. House Administration Committee Chair Brian Stell said the Make Elections Great Again Mega Act aims to prevent election fraud and will be introduced during the House pro forma session on January 30. So it all depends if we can get Senator support on this. But that is important. We need to do this. We need to do this. Again, because the leftists are the only one playing the game of fraud, we need to do this. We need to do this to have any hope of future competitivity of any right-wing option. Even if we're unsatisfied about the Republican Party, that is a need. That is a basic need to restore honesty in this election. Trust the Storm says, this is bullshit. I like my vote being meddled with. I guess you're being sarcastic. End of the line, Joel says, just wait for them to allow H-1Bs to vote. I don't know what's the status on this. Because you have the Supreme Court has been judging that the Constitution gives a lot of leeway to states to organize the means and manners of election. And that wording of the American Constitution, what an error it is. What an error it is, because the means and manner, I don't think the people who wrote this thought you can literally fraud. You can literally defraud the American electoral system. I don't think the people who wrote this in the Constitution thought there will be one day states that make up fictitious votes to outflow the other states. They will even make fictive citizens to prop up their number and increase their power in the Federation. I don't think the founders of those people who wrote the Constitution, I don't think that's what they had in mind when they said the means and manner. I think they were talking about the schedule, the exact place where it's going to happen, that kind of thing. But I don't think they thought of this. Cavernas says, this guy is in the Epstein file. Jean-François Guerrier P in the Epstein file. Well, that's not news, bro. I've been saying for weeks that I'm waiting for my emails to Jeff Epstein to be released. yes, I am in the Epstein files, but they never release those files. They always they release one email a week. And then they say, oh, that's all we got for now. I'll be waiting. I'm excited to be in the Epstein file. In fact, I'm proud of it. I'm proud of what I've done with Jeff Epstein. I think that Jeff Epstein is the canary in the coal mine of the anti-male movement rising in this country. And I believe that he was worth caring for. I knew that he was engaged in unhealthy behavior, and my dream was to focus him on monogamous marriage, but I never got there. Never became enough of a friend to... Oh, my files are out now. Well, where can I find them? Wow, my files have been released while I'm live. I don't know. Can I just Google or... JF Guerrier P. Epstein files. I'm going to type it on X, I guess. No, there's nothing. I'm clicking latest. Where do I find them, Cavernous Cas? Because I've just typed Guerrier P. Epstein files on X, latest. I don't see any files. So you're going to have to give me a link. Maybe there's some website out there. I'm excited about this. I'm excited to read my emails to him again. To see how... Can you link it, Cavernas? Maybe he's trolling. Maybe he's trolling. Ask Grok to look. Well, Grok... Any files in recent hours released from the Epstein files about Jean-François Gariépy. Let's see what Grok has to say, but it's very, very hard for Grok, I think, to get fresh. Well, I think Cavernous Cass, because Cavernous Cass was yelling, and now that I say, give us the link, he's not responding. Grok says, Grok is reviewing the whole release of the government, and he says, no Gariépy mention. I sent the link. Look up. Well, maybe you got censored by YouTube because I don't see anything. Can you send the link like through Discord DM or? I have sent the link. There are no mention of Jean-François Gariépy, according to Grok. Yeah, I think he's a troll. I think he's a troll. But yeah, because I do see that the email that Jeff Epstein was using, that they are releasing from, that's the email I was writing to. So in principle, they should have my emails. We'll be waiting maybe next week. End of the line, Joel says, Jeff, there was a recent push for yet another social media platform, Upscrolled. What is behind this ongoing behavior? Oh, well, it's the left. The left is distraught because this is always what happens with all platforms. There's even a saying on the internet. I don't remember the exact wording, but it's like all platforms that are free eventually converge to be right-wing. And why do you think that is? It's because the left needs censorship. The left doesn't have particularly intelligent arguments. The left is emotional, and they don't tolerate others. Well, Kavernaka says, I'm not trolling. In the emails, you arrange to meet to discuss Neuro TV. Well, I've said that publicly before. But you have to give me a link. Where do you get this information? Is there like a public website, Epstein files, releases? Epstein file, well, I get news release. It's going to be hard to find if you don't tell me where do you see these things. Instead of copying a link in the chat, why don't you tell us what is the name of the website where you get this information? Just tell us, I get this information from this source. That way I can research it. But you seem like a troll because you're, go to justice.gov. Well, justice.gov, I am not a robot. Are you 18? Oh, so I need to confirm that I'm 18 years of age. Search the full Epstein library. Okay, so what should I put in the search? Neuro TV, you said? Let's type Neuro. Oh, I see some talk about Neuro TV, but it's not my email. But let's... An internal Epstein document. Oh, about Neuro TV. The Jeffrey Epstein Foundation. Progress report, April 11th, 2015. Good production and content. Good logo. Viewership is very low. Need to improve marketing to increase audience and revenue. Their academic competitors have an average of 3 million viewers on YouTube. Neuro TV averages 2,000 per annum, which is nothing. No real efforts are being made in PR and marketing. 16 one-hour episodes to date, blah, blah, blah. Neuro TV has posted a few outside websites, but not many. A prestigious selection of guests and eminent professors. Recent guests include 2014 Nobel laureates, for Medicine and Physiology, directors of the Kavli Institute. Episode topics are varied and provocative. They were finding me provocative back in the Neuro TV days. Holy shit. Holy shit, they wouldn't like the directions I've taken. Okay. To increase viewership. So basically, internally, they were discussing... they were discussing how this show should be more popular. And he said, based on the high quality of content, Dr. Jean-François Gariepy's dedication, and that with increased viewership, Neuro TV could be financially self-sustaining. I would suggest the following: a $12,000 one-year salary paid to a person there to do marketing and implement the steps listed above, $12,000 to assist with their current slate of production and marketing cost. Okay, so... yeah, basically, there you go. We are in the Epstein files. That is not the email I was looking for, but that's a start. We have... So back in those days, I mean, I was doing this show. It was a deep show. I mean, we were talking high-level academic cognitive science, neuroscience. I've always done small shows. I've never aimed for big viewership. I've always been about the art and the difference and the advancement, the public advancement of actual engagement with the truth. I know that Vsauce back in those days was a big thing. But I know what you have to do to have 5 million viewers, but I don't think I'm good at it, nor an expert at it, nor have I interest in it. Like, okay, I know how clips are made and how marketing is made and how you can frame your things that they become viral. And back in those days, Vsauce was getting a lot of attention. But it's kind of cringe to me. It was even cringe back in 2015 to me to have these super polished surface exploration of things. I prefer real human engagement. That's why I always loved live more. I prefer reality than setting up a product for people to consume. As a last news item, lab-grown life takes a major step forward as scientists use AI to create a virus never seen before. Lab-grown life has taken a major leap forward as scientists use AI. The virus, dubbed EVO2147, was created by scientists from scratch using new technologies that could revolutionize the course of evolution. The phenotypic revolution, ladies and gentlemen, we are in it. It is happening. And in parallel, you have so many things. You have these biology advances that are not interesting at the theoretical level, but that are just technical, circus level, dangerous stuff to try. And then on the other side, you have people who are starting to copy-paste their whole genome into AI prompts so that the AI kind of records their genome. Oh man, it's like it's all going much faster than we want it to be and much faster than anyone thought. And I'm super happy that in 2018 I wrote The Revolutionary Phenotype. It is getting more relevant by the day. Not that people are paying much attention to it, but it's a statement that's out there. And I think it has a long shelf life, going into the future in the next 1,000 years. If I'm unsatisfied by life although that's very rare. I'm very happy about my life. But if I look for what did I do in life that I'm proud of, there's, of course, my children. But the fact that the revolutionary phenotype is out there, that is reassuring. That is what leads me to think every morning, I could die today and it's fine. Caverna says, mate, what happened? You used to be into Noam Chomsky. Look at the state of your shit talk now. My shit talk. Noam Chomsky. I don't know what you're accusing me of here. Trust the Storm says, Noam Chomsky is in the flight log. Is JF? No. No, I really never developed a relationship with Jeff Epstein, although I was hoping to. I was setting it up for it, but I lost grasp of it. I lost grasp of him because they went too hard on him. I think his behavior was changeable. I think Jeff Epstein could have been fixed. All he needed was a little session with JF, real talk, man to man, center him on the importance of reproduction, monogamy. That was my goal, but I could never get there. We only exchanged one or two emails and then it was over. That is it for tonight, boys. I'm going to go sleep because I'm tired these days. I need sleep and I'll be relaxing this weekend. And I'll see you all on Monday. Cat's Dad says, will you be buying a Epstein Quarter Zip from Fuentes store? I mean, I generally don't buy merch, but that's an interesting proposal. I might be interested.